it's just been this whole journey of like, what did that girl need? And what can I potentially provide for people that can help them even when they want to isolate? Because even right now, like, I want to isolate.
Welcome to the Coast Podcast. I'm Emily, a virtual assistant agency owner who left Amazon in 2019 to build my dream.
And I'm Whitney, a freelance writer and communications consultant who never felt at home in a cube farm.
We wanted to learn from people who paved their own ways like we did. So we created this podcast to talk to others who are brave enough to pick a different path. Creatives, entrepreneurs, people doing their careers and their lives their way.
Join us as we make new friends, get inspired, and show you beautiful paths less traveled.
Not every road leads to the coast, but the ones that do come with a great view.
Hello, hello, everyone. And welcome back to the coast. We are doing something a little different this time because we don't ever really give ourselves the opportunity to talk about ourselves. We've done it a few times, but now that we're moving into all these different places in our businesses, we thought it would be important to give you an update on those things. And so this is the first of a few episodes where we tell you more about us and what's going on and the changes that we're making in our businesses in the hope that it helps or inspires or at least informs you.
And first, I mean, we're going to be talking about what else Whitney's doing outside of the coast. So I guess we should update the audience about our intention for the coast, at least right now. And that is over the past, what has it been? 3 years? 2 years? Two and a half? Three?
Two and a half. I think we started in the summer of 2022.
Yeah. So over the past 2.5 years, we have given women the chance to share their stories and we highlight them on this platform. And that's really what we wanted to do. We've built a community, which was one of our goals. And now we have kind of decided that for now, at least, we want to prioritize other passions that we both have. And so after we record 100 episodes of The Coast, we are going to put it to bed for just a little while. Maybe we're not sure what we're going to do with it. So that being said, like, I would love to know and for you to share more about like what those outside pursuits look like for you, Whitney.
Yeah. And before I get into that, to piggyback off of what you said too, we've had so many conversations about this and we meet every Friday and we both came to a meeting, I think a couple months ago, just with this sense of it's time for the coast to become something else. For now, to pause for a while. We're talking about maybe dabbling in a few events to get our people together. But the point that I really want to reinforce is that we feel really good about accomplishing what we set out to do with the coast. And that was to find a community for ourselves. And we really have done that. When we met each other, we didn't have anyone, and especially as moms, we met on a Facebook group and then it just, the universe had big plans for us. And this was the first joint venture that we have together. I don't think it'll be the last, but one of the things that we really wanted was to feel less isolated in our businesses. And since then, we've grown this. Sometimes, I don't know how you feel about it, but like to me, sometimes it's really overwhelming. So I'm like, in the best way, like, both in how much I love our people and in how like many directions I feel pulled. And as somebody who is meant to move around a ton and do a lot of things, I still like, I have this contrast of like needing to hermit as well. And so we've really found our people and built something beautiful. And that's not to say that we're not going to find more people over time or that we're not open to that. But yeah, for now, it takes a lot out of us. I don't know if you guys even understand like the time and money investment that we've put into making this a beautiful place for people. And so for me, one of the things that I've been working on and I've been, I don't know, now that I'm looking at Emily, who is a Facebook queen, I've been debating of announcing this thing that I've been working on Facebook, which
Why
is
wouldn't
not,
you?
It's not a safe place for me.
Oh my so, gosh.
But at the same time, same with LinkedIn. Like, I got over myself. I wrote a book about grief. It's something that I've been working on in not complete silence, but in like public silence, I guess, because there are a few safe people who I've been telling, and I've been trying to get more comfortable telling people and embodying that person that I've always wanted to be, because it's a big, scary thing for me. I do believe I've got some witch wounds attached to it too, which contribute to this whole thing. But I've wanted to work on this thing and put it out into the world on my timeline, in my way, and under its own publishing imprint, because why the fuck not? Because I couldn't, like, part of my life journey right now is not having other people tell me or accept me for who and say, good girl, here, let's reward you with this thing that you want. And that was my whole life up until this point of like external validation, of asking and receiving, working really hard for things. And the publishing world is no different than that. I even put on Threads last week, I believe that I'm good enough. I believe I could have an agent, a publishing deal, all these things. And there are multiple reasons why I didn't want to go that route, because for the past few years, probably at the top of that list is that I've been betting on myself over and over and over again. And I can certainly do that by querying, but that's not where I wanted to spend my energy. I really wanted to say, you deserve to create this and put it out into the world on your own terms. And on top of that, kind of an offshoot of the coast, is my next goal after that is to publish other people, other female people on the West Coast, and get their stories out into the world and show them that it's possible. And that's coming soonish. But
well, so not to like coach you right now, but you've already put that into the world, Whitney. Coach like me. It already exists. Your branding exists. Your Instagram's already existed for OWP. Like, it's already out there. So you're not wanting to do it. You are already doing this.
Right. I'm doing it now. I haven't. So there are certain things. The book is a mini book on grief. It's like, it's this beautiful words and art piece. It's short. It's something that my son read it to me last week. So anyone as young as he is could find comfort in this book. And that is my intention with it. And before my dad died, he told me, don't lose your writing. So this first entry point into the publishing world is an opus to him. And I have a lot of intentions with it, including helping people who are grieving in all sorts of different ways. And I posted on my social media a few different lists of what that can look like, what grief is. It's not just somebody died and I'm sad, or, you know, I don't want to minimize it like that. But, and those things are awful. And that has been one of my biggest experiences. But there are also certain other ways that you can grieve. And I really want to show people that not that a short thing is easier than a long thing, but there are ways that you can get your stories out into the world that don't look the way that you've seen other people do it. And I wanted to do it my way, on my terms, and not really tell the world I'm working on this thing. I wanted to tell the world this thing exists now. So yes, they have existed, but I haven't put any messaging behind it until last week. And I've been working hard to embody that person, especially because I even have thoughts in my brain of like, of course it would be cool to be like a Penguin, Random House, HarperCollins, et cetera, author, and have that weight behind my name. And I'm not ruling that out in the future, but I also wanted to keep as much money as I could too.
Right.
So that I can do more good with the book and with people and all of that, and funnel it into buying. If I have money from these books, then I can buy the rights to other things, and I can go and travel and share the book with people and give copies away for free. So that has really, and you took Amanda Francis's course, or you intended to, about self-publishing. She talks a lot about that.
Part of it, yeah.
Yeah, of wanting to keep the money. So this little thing is, just to tell you about the book, it's $13.99. You can order it right now from my printer directly. It is poised for global distribution. I had to approve the proofs before they could go into the process of basically going to any bookstore anywhere if they want it or if people request it. And it's about a woman going about her day and trying to navigate the waves of grief and ultimately finding a tool that works for her at the end. And there's a few instances in it where I hope it shows that you're not alone in this, even if you, I've thought a lot about, like, nobody wants to be told how to grieve because it's different for everybody. And I believe that in certain parts of my process, even now, this is a book that I would want to throw against the wall, because it's like, how dare you tell me to go out and do something about this when really I just want to be in it? But that's also a tool. So it's about being thoughtful about, like, okay, I'm deep in this right now, and taking yourself out of it even for a second to think, how can I help myself right now? And if laying on the couch and crying is helping yourself, then it's helping yourself. So I really want it to spur some conversations and just be something that could comfort people, and in all sorts of different ways. Because I never had something like that, you know? And what kind of, a card and flowers are one thing, but like, how can you really show somebody, I don't get it, but here's something from somebody who does. And it's short and digestible, and it's not poetry, but it kind of reads like it, and it has beautiful photos, and it's something that you can really linger over or not. And so I don't know what it'll become. I hope it becomes a lot. And so I'm pushing, that's why I mentioned Facebook, because I'm like, that's where all my family lives. I don't want to be talking about this on Facebook. Like, I even want to delete them off of my Facebook before I post about it. So I might do that. Just because I don't want their hollow bullshit there about it. That's part of it.
Yeah, but I think if you put something out into the world, you can't control people's reactions about it. You can only control your intention for it, right? Like, so there might be a ton of people who have hollow bullshit about it, but that's totally not for you to worry about, I guess. That's just.
But if I'm inviting them into my house, like, that's fine. Like, somebody writes an article or whatever, I can't control that. But if it's my house that I'm inviting somebody into, and I have been wanting to uninvite them to my house for a long time. So if you see me post about it on Facebook, it's probably because I deleted some of my family members, or like figured out I used to have a list where I could add them to. I just haven't revisited that because I don't do much with Facebook. But it's mm-hmm. tough, because I really want it to reach more people. And even on LinkedIn, I was like, well, fuck LinkedIn, but here I go. And of course, I got like two cold connects from faith-based book coaches. So I had to like have my little rant about that.
Wow.
But I just don't want like my dad's siblings, and this is me just being like super honest and vulnerable, like, I find them to be narcissists. I find them to be a lot of things that I don't know that I will say here. They are not a safe place for me. I'll leave it like right there. And for them to have, make it about them, or have some kind of congrats period thing, it just reactivates so many grief adjacent feelings that I am not prepared for right now. So that's been my hesitation with that. It's a little too close to home in that way. And yet, I want it to reach as many people as possible.
Right. So
the future of my business is this.
And I mean, this is just, it was published by Our West Press, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
The publishing imprint is called Our West Press. And again, the intention around that is community and what stories based in the West look and feel like to us. And that can look and feel like a lot of things, even this little book. And then I will publish a novel one day under it too. Other people could publish novels, nature books, anything that you can really feel some West vibes, West Coast, Best Coast vibes. Because I honestly, and I don't resonate with things from the East Coast. And most publishing is out there. So I don't want to read about your Nantucket vacation very often.
That's funny. I can't wait to read it.
Yeah, I have 100 copies on the way. I'll be doing some pop-ups, hopefully, at some of our favorite places around town. And also, I just scheduled this week a grief. I'm going to co-host a grief workshop at a yoga studio in Boise when I'm there this summer, which I'm just healing my shit in every direction because Boise represents a lot of things that are dark for me and I need it to feel light. And so I'm going there and taking the book and finding new communities and new ways of operating in that world. And I think it'll help me with the next book. And even if it doesn't, it'll help me in a lot of other ways. And it's something I need to do for myself, by myself. I haven't reached out to anyone who lives there yet. And I don't know that I will because I need to do this kind of alone and figure out what that time looks like to me.
Well, it's all very exciting. And I'm super excited to see like how far this goes, how far it reaches, and the whole publishing house too. Like it's going to be a really great, expansive moment for you.
Yeah. And I want this, like, I wish I could be airy fairy about this, but it's actually really not dark, but heavy for me. And I'm navigating a lot of feelings around it, including like putting it out there and then immediately wanting to take it back. So if you're hearing that from me, it's because that is how I'm feeling. And I knew, at least like intellectually, that's probably been what's been stopping me for a long time because, like, my work with my clients, which isn't going away by any means, my little baby is very expensive. So my business has to support my new baby in a lot of ways. And I want it to. I feel good about that. I feel good about creating things and putting them into the world. It's a very big and vulnerable thing for me. And even though I put my, like, a lot of my soul into my client work, it's just not the same because it's all back on me and my heart and wanting to do good. And so it's been just a big emotional thing to the point where I'm like, oh, I can feel my body wanting to get sick and I need to make sure I'm really resting and taking care of myself.
Don't they say we get sick when we're going to go through the up level?
Well, you're going through a big one then.
I sure am. But that tracks too. Like it makes sense.
Yeah. So if you're interested, I mean, we'll put the link to the book in the show notes. If you, for now, like buy it through the printer, I know you have to pay shipping, but it does help me more than you buying it from Amazon or Barnes and Noble and maybe Target in the future. I got a journal on that. I'd love to be at Target. And who knows what's to come. I appreciate any atta girls people can give me because that part of me really like still needs you to tell me to keep going. Like my best friend from high school, her dad died unexpectedly 3 weeks after my dad did. And she was the one that was, she was up my ass like every day supporting me, even when I didn't want to be supported. And then her dad died 3 weeks later and we had this shared experience that was so awful. And she shared my post on LinkedIn with her own thoughts to it and just made me so weepy. And it was like, this is why I'm doing this. Like for that girl who was 26 and didn't know what to do with herself and never would have been caught dead at a grief group or whatever. And sorry to say caught dead. But it's just been this whole journey of like, what did that girl need? And what can I potentially provide for people that can help them even when they want to isolate? Because even right now, like I want to isolate. And it does feel good. It's a good little book. It's about life. It's beautiful. It's not.
Like, I can't wait to read
the
it.
The person behind it.
I really, really, really want to read it. So I can't wait until I get that chance. So that's Y'all, that's what Whitney's up to.
Yeah, it's a little bit in transition. Like, it's this new thing, and it's not the only thing, but it is going to be a big focus of my business. And the hours that we're spending on this project, we both need back for our other projects. And even just like hearing myself talk about how emotional it is for me, I really need that time to like be in my feelings and sift through them and dig into my own toolbox to help myself through this, because it's really major for me emotionally. And I need to recognize that and be kind to myself in the process. So I appreciate everybody who's, you know, given me kudos and messaged me and replied to my emails and all of that, because it really does make all the difference for me right now. Pobanas is not going anywhere. This is just another fun thing for me to do as a manifesting generator. And keep watching, because it's all interconnected and it's just going to get bigger and more fun. And hopefully we can have some cool conversations about like these types of topics as well.
I'm excited for you.
I'm excited for me. Stay tuned to the next episode, because I'm going to ask Emily some questions about what's going on in her business. And we will maybe do a couple more of these mini episodes. So if you like them, let us know and stay tuned for what's next.
See you next time on the coast. Bye.